real blockbuster, that one, The Cuban Overture by George Gershwin. Jeff Tysick conducted the Rochester Philharmonic. You've found us right here at WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting out of the lovely main campus of Henry Ford Community College on Evergreen Road since 1985. We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad you're enjoying this beautiful classical programming. Did you know, aside from the eclectic music and specialty shows that we offer here at WHFR, that we also have talk shows? They're eclectic, they're unusual, they're local, just like the music. Only they're informative as well, related to talk topics. On Tuesdays from 1 until 2 o'clock, we invite you to listen to the WHFR Forum program. It's a series of rotating monthly topics that you are sure to enjoy. And on Fridays from noon until 1, it's the National Public Radio edition of Democracy Now! Right here, Fridays at noon. And then at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the new WHFR Journal. Everything local, Dearborn, Metro Detroit, news and views. Check it out. Three pieces from the American Brass Journal, played for us by the Summit Brass. Thank you.
three pieces from the American Brass Journal. Who wrote them? Who knows? But we do know they were played for us on this Independence Day by the Summit Brass. Happy July 4th. I'm Mindy Rattner. Glad to have your company as always. And we have quite a bit of dance music, some that encourages us to get up and move around a little bit, and some that's, well, just for watching, unless you're a ballet or modern dancer. Bernstein, three dance episodes from On the Town coming up, and some dances from Panama, as written by American composer William Grant Still. Speaking of American composers, there was a time when there wasn't all that much in the way of orchestral music being written in this country. When the country was young, there weren't that many orchestras or even chamber ensembles. But composers loved to write songs, and they wrote heaps and heaps of them. One of the most famous song composers from America, Stephen Foster. This is a tune called Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair in a transcription for violin and piano. Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair by Stephen Foster. Did you sing along? Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if you did, and I wouldn't blame you either. Violinist Leila Josefowicz with pianist John Novacek in that transcription for violin and piano, one of the most tender of American songs. This next music was written by Scott Joplin, and nobody seemed to know about Scott Joplin until, I guess, the late 60s or early 70s, when a guy named Joshua Rifkin made the first three LPs, remember those long playing records, of music by Scott Joplin, and they became all the rage. Here's pianist William Albright with a Joplin tune. He called it the Ragtime Dance. One of the things that Scott Joplin used to say is that his music should not be played too fast. And indeed, it was just right. The Ragtime Dance by Scott Joplin in a recording by pianist William Albright. Here's the Oregon String Quartet with their recording of William Grant Still's Panamanian Dances.
Thank you.
Music by African-American composer William Grant Still, who had an insatiable interest in all kinds of musics. We heard the Panamanian Dances in a recording by the Oregon String Quartet. Boston Pops' longtime conductor Arthur Fiedler had a great artistic partner in the person of Leroy Anderson, who wrote some great tunes for the band. Here's Leonard Slatkin with the St. Louis Symphony. This is a Leroy Anderson classic. Just imagine yourself watching the Boston Pops on a Sunday evening and hearing them play music written just for them. That was Bugler's Holiday by Leroy Anderson. Leonard Slatkin conducted the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And this next music is for the ballet stage, although it's really more like modern dance, I suppose. The three dance episodes from On the Town by Leonard Bernstein. The composer conducts the New York Philharmonic. Thank you. three dance episodes from On the Town. Music by Leonard Bernstein, who conducted the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in that recording. Samuel Barber on the way. This is a favorite recording of mine by soprano Dawn Upshaw with David Zinman and the Orchestra of St. Luke's. This is Knoxville, Summer of 1915 by Samuel Barber.
On the asphalt, a loud heart. Smile
Knoxville, Summer of 1915, text by James Agee, music by Samuel Barber, Don Upshaw with David Zinman and the Orchestra of St. Louis.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, proudly broadcasting out of Henry Ford Community College for over 28 years. That's right, since 1985, WHFR has been serving up the latest and the greatest and the most eclectic music programming, talk shows, as well as information on community events just for you. Speaking of community events, you know, WHFR will be out and about all summer long at area music festivals, special events, and community functions. We've got the Dearborn Homecoming August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That takes place at Dearborn's Ford Field, just north of Michigan Avenue at the end of Monroe Street. WHFR will proudly be broadcasting from the event in our broadcast booth, selling some of our merchandise and sharing information about Henry Ford Community College. You don't want to miss it. Dearborn Homecoming August 2, 3, and 4. If you come to the event, stop on up, learn something new about our great school as well as our great station. Hope to see you there.
Here's violinist Rachel Barton Pine with pianist Matthew Hagel. It's music that has a very different, deep feel, a traditional tune called Deep River.